Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, Menace and I are here to help you through some of your top love and sex dilemmas. Are you realizing that an open relationship is not for you? Should you date a guy your best friend has been intimate with in the past? Are you wondering how to make the most of an average-sized member? Plus, find out how Pornhub is helping to stop the spread of the Zika virus by doing what it does best, providing porn. Thanks everyone for listening. We've been talking about it for weeks now. August is anal pleasure month. Even if it's not something you're into, the goal is to help open your mind to exploring new things. Which brings me to my male listeners. The whole anal thing can be exploration for you as well. A great way to start this journey is with the Black Pearl from Vibratex. The Black Pearl is a slender, vibrating prostate massager that is sized and shaped to be the perfect introduction to backdoor play for you. Prostate stimulation can be incredibly satisfying. It may even create stronger and more tense orgasms and help you stay harder longer. That's part of what makes the Black Pearl perfect for couples. You get the benefit of amazing orgasms, and your partner benefits from a harder erection, not to mention the excitement of adding a new toy to your routine. The Black Pearl features a slender shape, is USB rechargeable, and is made of 100% body-safe silicone. To see the Black Pearl or the video I made about it, go to vibratex.com and search for Black Pearl. You won't regret it.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. Talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You can check out all of our podcasts, sign up for the mailing list. Oh, also, subscribe on iTunes or subscribe or however you listen. Google Play, SoundCloud, and Spotify. But we love people reviewing us, Menace, because you asked them.
It's always fun.
It's always fun. And also, tell your friends about the show. If you like the show, tell your friends. And also, you know, a lot of couples emails, they listen together. I know it's kind of hard to have the sex talk, so... You know, next time you're sitting around listening to stuff, listen to the Sex with Emily podcast. It's awesome. And our t-shirts, we have our, you know, Menace, our famous t-shirts.
Yeah.
And now it's free shipping. We had like a shipping glitch on there and they were like, the shipping cost was a little high.
Oh, no. Purpose,
but now it's free shipping. So cool. Check them out. They're really cute. I had sex with Emily and all I got was this t-shirt. And yeah, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, it's at Sex with Emily and Facebook.com/Sex with Emily. Hi, Menace.
Hello, Emily. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really, really well.
It's been an amazing week.
I know.
Because you got to come on the Woody Show.
I know.
In the morning on Alt 98.7. It's a morning show that I'm part of here in Los Angeles on terrestrial radio.
Billboards everywhere.
Billboards everywhere. It's a part of iHeart Radio and stuff like that. And you got to come on the show and everyone loved you. You did great.
Thank you. It
was a lot of fun.
I thought it was fun too.
Yeah, a lot of listeners enjoyed it. And a lot of Sex with Emily listeners listened to the Woody Show and a lot of Woody Show listeners listened to
Sex with
Emily.
It was like a marriage.
So it all came together. So it was funny because like after you were on and there was people tweeting and Instagramming and saying, oh, finally, you know, you're on the show.
Because
to be honest, I always told you we didn't have a lot of...
guests.
We didn't have a lot of guests. And then also, I don't know, it was kind of weird because you were on Loveline and Loveline was owned by a different company.
Right.
And, you know, they say it's all good, but it might have been weird. They might have gotten butthurt that you came over. And now it's all good.
Now we're good. Now we're free
now
to get married.
And you're going
to
be on there all the time.
Oh, good. I would love it.
Such a great job.
Thank you, honey. It was a blast. Because when you said to me, you did a really good job. Menace would never send me a text that says that if he didn't think so. And I liked it. And it was fun for me to see you in your element there with all your people and your friends. And they make fun of you in different ways that I do. So it's, you know, new
materials. Yeah, it's all
good. It was
good.
Fun. I loved it. I loved it. So thank you.
Yeah. And then so.
Woody Show is
a couple of podcasts ago, Woody actually sat in.
Yeah, that was really fun, too, if you guys want to check it out. He's a good guy. So, we're just bringing in so many fun people.
Check it out.
That was great. Yeah. And then also, recently, we had a show called Taboo Sex Questions. The questions your shoe tied Shoe tie? You're too shy to ask. So you know those questions. How do you get your partner on board with your stocking fetish? How do you make your swinging fantasies a reality? That was a great show. You know, we have two shows a week, so check them all out. You don't want to miss the shows.
No.
Do you? No.
You had a big party here the other night.
I did. We had the girls' night in party. So we had four like millennial women here talking about
sex and dating.
We got dirty, man. We talked about.
I'm sure it got real.
People
and
are
honest.
Just, there's so many opportunities right now. You know, it is true that they're all online dating. There's one married woman, but they're all, you know, it's just like.
There's so many different ways to be able to get laid now.
They don't even care. Like, they're like, there's no shortage. There's no scarcity mentality. Like, this is going to be the one and I need to settle down.
There's just a row of dicks.
Row of dicks. Just dicks. Sausage party.
You know? Sausage party. Yeah, it's a great movie, by the way.
I'm so sorry I missed it.
That you have to go see. I was lucky enough to be part of the Hollywood Red Carpet, the Woody Show. We got to host it and like, all the stars came by, Seth Rogen, Paul Rudd. It was so much
fun.
I couldn't believe
it.
Adult
animated feature.
Yeah, we're hosting a Hollywood red carpet. It was crazy. So we got to introduce everybody and it was a lot of fun.
That is fun.
But it is a hilarious movie. If you're into sex, there's so many sex jokes.
I know.
In it.
I was supposed to go, but I had to stay here and do the podcast and then we would have had a sausage or something. I saw there's a lot of hot dog trucks and stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Hot dog trucks
and
beer.
That makes sense. Another event that I'm missing right now, and so are you, is the Olympics.
Yeah, it's going down in Rio right now. I haven't even watched 1 second of it.
Me neither. Everyone's like, I'm watching the opening ceremony. I'm like, I'm about to get up and watch it, but I was in bed.
All I hear is crap about it all the time because how much of a disaster it is because of Rio and... like some parts are super filthy and stuff like that. But which is weird, all this negativity has come out about Rio because I heard nothing but amazing things about Rio. The only part that I've heard is like it was super dangerous at times. But now they're just coming out like, you know, the construction wasn't completed. And, you know, some of these people that have to be in canoeing, it was dirty in the bay that they have to canoe in. All that kind. One of the canoes capsized because it hit a sofa that was in the water.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, people know that, though. It's not like they cleaned it up. You can't just clean it all up in a year that you know you're doing the...
A lot of the people of Rio are very upset, too, because they demolished a lot of shanty towns that people were living in just to make, you know...
Right, make it look pretty
for the Olympics. And then they rerouted all the buses so none of the poor people can get to the beaches. All kinds of crazy drama in Rio.
You're right. There's lots of crazy drama in Rio, including the fact that they're worried about the Zika virus. The mosquito-borne virus, of course, and it can be transmitted through unprotected sex. So there's been millions upon millions of condoms sent there, handed out at the Rio Olympics. But Pornhub, never one to miss an opportunity, they proposed a different solution. They said, well, why not just you don't have to have sex, but we're going to give you, they're going to give you a little, they're going to lend a hand, so to speak. Traveling to Rio, they're giving away free tissues, lube, and porn. So they're saying that it's the best alternative to sexual, you know, to having sex is viewing adult entertainment. And the only thing I like about this, because of course the health officials are not saying, great idea, we really want you to masturbate more. Mm-hmm. People are going to do what they're going to do. But what I like is that they're giving away the free porn. Maybe it's without ads or something because it's always kind of free. But what they're saying is, they're asking them which team they're rooting for. So afterwards, they're going to find out which countries masturbate the most to porn. I'm excited about that.
Okay.
What?
It's just marketing.
It's stupid.
For Pornhub.
It is marketing for Pornhub.
It's not like
kind of smart.
They're actually doing a great thing.
They're doing a terrible thing. I'm saying they're exploiting the Zika virus. I'm just saying this is my Sex in the News story. And if
that's
anything
good
is going to come out of it, I'm going to find out which countries were really watching more porn. But I feel like they're probably just having more sex right now.
That's why LeBron James didn't go because he said because of Zika.
Yeah, no, I'm surprised so many people went. So you could, but it is probably safer than having sex watching porn. But hey, opportunistic.
I mean, Zika's like all through the Caribbean and stuff like that. It's crazy.
I know. No, there's mosquitoes in my house now, but we're not going to get here, right? I hate when, you know when you go to bed and they're like, zzz, zzz, they're by your ear? It's the worst. Does that happen to you? No. Never happened in San Francisco. Okay, there were no mosquitoes.
It's too cold.
But I'm not complaining.
All right.
Because I'm happy here. Okay. So that's what I have for Sex in the News. Do you have anything else you want to add since that one?
What else is going on Sex in the News that
There's
I heard
other stuff.
Lately? Well, we a couple podcasts ago, we already talked about all the penises showing up in the pop culture like people on vacation and stuff like that.
No, what do you
Orlando
mean?
Bloom's penis and Katy Perry like that. That was happening. We talked
guys
about
were never showing their penises all those years. They were just like, you never saw the guys ever full frontal with a guy.
No.
It was always a girl as you saw.
Yeah.
And now these men are just like, hey, I'm going to be able to surf board. I might as well show my penis.
I'm just going
to
rock it.
Yeah.
It's
good for you, you know?
But no, that's, I don't know, that you would think there would be a lot of sex news, but there hasn't.
Why? Because the news is sex. Low. Yeah, maybe.
It's all political right now.
It is all political, and it's
boring.
All secret.
I hate it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
I hate all this political stuff. You worked in the political field, so I'm sure you, like, get a boner off it.
I do, but I actually, terrible. You know what? I didn't get a boner. I used to have a boner about it, and I cared so much, and then I became just really disillusioned, because every year, whether you're Republican or Democrat, it's the same exact arguments. Like, you could just, like, turn off the volume. Like you could just close your eyes and they could play you two debates. And it would be the same exact rhetoric that they said 10 years ago during presidential that they're saying now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what the Democrats want, the Republicans, nothing really changes. It's about raising money. You become very disillusioned. But it is still very important to vote. Even if you hate politics, you got to vote.
Well, once I learn about the Electoral College, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you get it. You get why it matters. Really,
no.
What?
Electoral college, like, they pick whoever the hell they want to pick.
No, but that's not true. But there are certain times where your vote does matter.
This is not political talk with Emily, I know, but
it could be.
Just once I
was going to do politics or sex, and I chose this.
But the thank God you picked the sex part.
It's much better.
Well, once I learned about electoral college, I'm like,
No, you do still have to vote. That's not true. It's not just like that. No, we're not going to get into that now. But everyone should actually vote. You people die around the world if they have the opportunity to vote. Okay, but let's vote on what we're going to do next.
Yes,
okay.
Please, do
it. Well, it's not really a vote. Because I'm in charge.
Go for it.
We're going to do emails.
All right.
Thank you, everyone. We love hearing from you. And thank you for emailing us.
Oh, by the way, what's the name of that dog again that keeps on assaulting me every time we come in?
Hallerman. Hallerman, I check out my Instagram for a really cute picture of this dog. I am for reals getting closer to getting a dog. But it's my friend's dog. And I've had him for 9 days. My friend Elle. She's a great website, Lady Cheeky. It's on Tumblr. It's Tumblr porn for women. Mm-hmm. It's like an amazing site. But besides that, she let me watch her dog, or wanted me to watch her dog, and it was only going to be for a night. We were having a love affair, and I've not seen him hump one person but you.
I know, right?
Do you have that problem?
The dog humping
me? Hump you?
No, I haven't, but this one all over me.
He's really cute, but he's good. He's a baby.
Just sleeping right
I
now.
Need a
That's
dog,
great.
For
so,
reals.
Yeah, Sex Emily on Instagram. Check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Oh, it's so, you know, the bikini photo. People are like, where's the bikini photo? I'm like, scroll down. You
got
to find
it.
What
else
people
you got
really
on
excited.
There?
Let me see what else I got on there.
Let me see
it's anal sex month. So happy anal sex month.
Oh, you have anal sex photos?
No, I don't have anal sex photos on there. But my friend Hernando Chavez, I did a podcast with him about anal sex month. And there's something called a lube shooter. Do you know what a lube shooter is?
Mm-mm.
So a lot of people, you know, anal sex, one of the top tips I have for people doing anal is you have to use a lot of lube. You just do. And a lot of times a lube just can't really get far in there. So there's a shooter, right? It looks like a needle, like when you're giving someone a shot. And I loaded it with lube and I was just testing it and I shot him in the eye. It's on my Instagram. And I was like, it made me feel like what we have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
When you guys are shooting your loads and into our eyes. And so I shot him in the eye and it was pretty funny.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a good one. It's all on my Instagram.
There's a nice throwback picture with Amy.
Oh, that was my throwback from Misadvice 4 years ago. This summer, we were going through all that. She texted me this morning. She's like, I love this photo. I'm going to throwback it. I'm like, I'll throw that
she's
back.
She's cool. I always liked her.
I liked her too. Do people ever come to you and say they know you from that show?
They have, yeah. Just randomly.
That's all.
It's weird.
People are like, when's it coming back? I'm like, it's been 4 years. It's not coming back. But I'm glad you liked it.
Download it on iTunes.
Except for we had to kiss. Okay. So emails, we can do that. We could give a shout out to our sponsors real quick and then come right back. So you guys, just so you know, we love keeping this show free and doing two shows a week. So thank you for listening and supporting our sponsors. We'll be right back. If there's something I've more of than toys, it's cosmetics. And it seems like I don't even use half of them. My makeup counter looks like, well, you can probably guess because I bet yours looks similar. Just when things seem totally out of control, the folks at Kopari asked me to try their line of multitasking beauty products. Kopari's products are made from 100% organic coconut oil. And unless you've been living under a rock, coconut oil is huge these days. Kopari's products are free of sulfates, silicones, GMOs, and parabens, none of which you want on your skin. I've been using Kopari's Balm, Scrub, and Body Glow for a while now, and I love them. But my favorite is Kopari's Organic Coconut Melt. It's amazing. Melt is great for your skin, no matter what you use it for. Bath oil, shaving oil, massage oil, and it's not just for your skin. Kopari Coconut Melt makes a nourishing hair mask because it's packed with vitamin E and proteins that keep hair long, strong, and shiny. And it smells amazing. In fact, I wore it to my office last week and everyone's like, what smells so good? What smells so good? It's you. Yes, it was me. I smelled amazing because the Melt, oh, it's delicious. Thanks to Kopari, my skin and hair look amazing and so does my counter. Sex with Emily listeners can now save 20% on Kopari products. Just go to KopariBeauty.com/Emily. That's KopariBeauty.com/Emily today. Okay, everyone, thanks. We're on to emails, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I love hearing from you, and don't forget to include your name, where you listen from, how you listen in your email. And also, we've got a great new voicemail option. You can leave us a voicemail. We've been getting some great calls, 818-ASK-SWE1 or 818-275-7931. And yeah, we love it. We're mixing up, so you should start hearing those shows very soon. I think we've already released one.
That's really cool. Again, yeah, just go to sexwithemily.com. Click on Ask Emily.
Oh, Ask Emily. That's easy. They can get from there.
All the information is there that you need. It's super cool. So you got any traveling coming up?
I'm going to go back to San Francisco in September. What about you? I'm trying to plan something for Labor Day. I haven't done it yet. I'm trying to think very long and hard about it.
Wait, aren't you going to New York?
I'm going to New York in September for the Sexual Health Expo.
Okay.
September 24th and 25th. So go to my website, click on the banner there. I'm going to be there. And our listeners email every day. They're like, when are you going to be on the East Coast? When can I see you? You can see me there. I'll be doing a live podcast there. Top sex educators will be there. A lot of sponsors. It's just going to be a fun 2-day thing. Bring your friend, bring your partner, whatever. Come alone. Doesn't matter. I will give you a hug. We'll take a selfie. We'll show you some butt plugs.
Cool.
Yeah. What about you?
Where am I going?
Everywhere.
Well, by the time you probably hear this, I have already traveled to San Francisco and got my other dog.
Oh my God.
I can't believe
you're having two dogs.
Yeah. I've been searching for another French bulldog. And
how did you know this was the French bulldog? Did you meet him in person?
Well, it's a she.
She. God, I'm so bad with that. Names of dogs.
I only go with female dogs because if you live in an apartment, you know, you kind of want to stick with the female dog because the males like to lift their leg and pee on.
Oh, right. Things. Like how this dog was Halloran was humping you.
Yeah.
Right.
But the, I actually, through friends, they had That's some friends, exciting. Some mutual friends that had a litter of French bulldogs. And I saw this one and now Aww. I get to bring
You're
it
like
home.
A dad.
I'm very excited.
That's really excited.
And then, I'm sure that's up on my Instagram. So go to my Instagram, Menace, M-E-N-A-C-E.
Right.
Also, my dad, he's going to have his 60th birthday.
No way.
So last minute, I'm going to go to Reno.
You California. Never talk about your dad ever.
No, my dad's awesome. He's amazing. He's super cool.
Is he proud of you?
Yeah.
You never talk about your dad.
Really?
Yeah, maybe that explains a lot of things.
You always think there's something wrong with me. There's nothing. No, my dad's super cool. I just don't know. I don't know how I can fit in my sex life and talking about my dad.
We need more of your sex. I'd rather have your sex life than your dad, but still, that's cool.
No, my dad's super cool. He's having his 60th birthday.
Are you going to bring a present?
Yeah, I still don't know what to get him. He's a huge diehard. No. Oh. But he's a diehard 49ers fan, diehard Giants fan. I don't know. Maybe I'll get him tickets or something. But that's going to be cool. Get to meet a bunch of family and stuff like that.
Sister. Yeah. That's sweet. I'm glad you have family stuff.
I mean, no, not knocking Reno. It's just like I've been doing so much traveling. I'm like, I got to go to Reno.
I know. I used to stay here.
And I just got a new dog. And I'm like, I got
to. That's a lot of responsibility.
So I'm not going to fly with the two
I
dogs.
I can watch your dog.
The only thing is
the puppy.
It's a puppy. I don't want it around other dogs.
I get it.
You got to get all its shots and all that stuff. Well, and anybody that's listening, I know this is not sexy and all that stuff, but if you're a dog owner, please get pet insurance. It is super cheap.
It is important.
Yeah. Healthy Paws is the insurance that I have for my dog.
Good.
Healthy Paws, get it. You can get pet insurance all the way up until your dog is 12 years old.
Okay, good to know. You should do it. It's true. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, let's hear from the people.
All right.
Because we get so many emails. I love hearing from you. Okay, hello, Miss Emily. I have a complex question that I really need help with. For brevity's sake, I will give you the main points. My girlfriend and I are coming up on our one-year anniversary. We originally started the relationship with this idea of keeping it open. Neither of us took advantage of it, but it came up now and then. She became very attached very quickly, but I was uncertain. I liked her, but didn't want to hurt her. So after a great weekend with her, I asked for a break just to see how we both feel. She took it hard, but the time apart made me realize I was crazy about her and I didn't want it to end. You got to follow me on this one, man. There's a lot of twists and turns. Yeah. We got back together, but she understandably put a wall up. 3 months later, I'm reaching the same point where she was in feeling attached, but she wants more. Then a week ago, we were out with friends and I saw her with another guy. It filled me with such jealousy. It triggered my GAD, general anxiety disorder. So now I'm having a hard time dealing with the idea of her and another guy due to my own insecurity. She's upset. She thinks I don't trust her, but really, I just don't want to lose her. I'm worried I'm driving her away and that I'm not emotionally mature enough for an open relationship. I currently have no desire for any other woman, and I'm worried that if she has sex with another guy, all I will see is him when I'm with her. Please advise, Mark, age 23, Australia. I'm exhausted by that.
Yeah.
Do you want me to break it down? I know. It's way too long. I tried to cut this down for you all. Mm-hmm. The deal is, he's 23. He went into a relationship saying, we should be open, which BTW, you cannot start a relationship open. Like, I mean, some people can if they've got experience with it. But typically, if you want to have a true open relationship, you have your primary partner. Things are good. You go through your honeymoon stage or whatever it is. Or maybe you decide to open up a few months in, but you guys are foundation. Your house is built on rock. It's not built on sand. He's got this loosey-goosey thing. So he's like, hey, babe, let's be open. She got, like he broke up with her because they had a really fun weekend together. You know how guys get scared? And then he misses her, wants her back. And she's like, I still want this open relationship. And then they got back together. So he's like freaking out because he's super anxious. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. And so it was his idea.
Now he's upset. And she's like, well, you said it. And I can't trust you because have you ever had this? Okay, you're a dude.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know when you're in a relationship with a guy and things are really great and you have a girl, or I don't know if
I'm not
this
in a relationship with a guy, but yeah.
You get really close to this amazing weekend. You're like, things are so great. Mm-hmm. And then this is a stereotypical thing, but some guys will be like, oh man, I'm too close. This is freaking out. I mean, I have all these emotions. I'm going to break up with her. So he had like a freak out because they got really close, broke up with her, missed her, wanted her back. And she's like, you hurt my feelings. And now
I always think that's the dumbest effing thing. Like if you like somebody and they're super cool and you want to be with them, just go ahead and be with them. Like, oh my God, I feel all these emotions because they think the grass is always greener. They want
everyone
the other options.
Is. And now the grass
that's
always
so
greener.
Dumb because they're always going to get burnt by that. Always.
Right, exactly.
You know, the grass isn't always greener.
It's not.
You always think, I mean, like, be in a relationship with that person if you like that person.
Yeah.
And because you're always going to screw it up and then be like, oh man, I messed it up. I should have stayed with her.
I used to suffer from that.
All that crap.
All that grass. I get it. You know, you're in the, because everyone I know in a relationship, no. But a lot of people I know with long-term relationships, like, I'm like, how's your marriage? Like, oh, I don't want to talk about me. Talk about you. And I'm like, they think my life's so interesting. I'm like, it'd be kind of nice to be in a relationship right now. We all do this back and forth. But really just, you know, pick a lane. Pick a lane. Commit once you find that person. If you don't know, you don't know. But don't be going back and forth. So I think he's freaking out because his anxiety. Also, men have a hard time dealing with the jealousy. So he's seeing her with someone else now, even though she still wants to be with him. And that's really hard for him to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Jealousy it was your goes idea, both ways. Man.
His idea.
Next
so,
time,
I mean, you can talk to her.
Don't offer that up.
Right, exactly. Don't offer up like, this is going to be open at the beginning and then take it back. Mm-hmm. Doesn't always work that way. Okay, another email. Emily, I've been on and off about online dating and I decided to create a Tinder profile several months ago. I have a pretty large sexual appetite and decided I wasn't going to start anything seriously, basically just sex. Anyway, I started seeing this guy and recently found out that he had matched and hooked up, as in did it all, with my best friend. For some reason, she didn't tell me about this guy and only told me about this after Brad and I had already done the deed. Is it weird to keep seeing him? Should I just move on to somebody else? None of us have strong feelings for each other and no one is going through any hurt and she isn't seeing him anymore. I still don't want anything serious, but I don't love the idea of being Eskimo buddies. It's weird and awkward. This woman is like my sister. Sincerely, A, age 23.
Well, she said, well, first off, she says no one cares. And then
she doesn't
obviously,
care.
Obviously you do care because you're like, oh, I don't want to be Eskimo buddies. You care.
Well, right. But she
so
cares.
If you care and you don't really care about the guy, then break it off and move on to the next
right.
guy.
If you're not.
I mean, there's 5 billion guys on Tinder that I'm sure that would be
right.
Willing to have sex with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they're just one swipe away. I mean, really. I mean, I can't decide, though, if you're saying, well, I'm just going to. Well, here's the only thing, because I've done this. If you're like, I wasn't that into him anyway, because you're avoiding mm-hmm. intimacy and it's yeah. an easy way out because your girlfriend's up with them and whatever. But if you like them, nobody cares. Keep going. But if you really don't like them, then end
no,
it.
No, because you're going to get in. You're going to end up being more serious with this guy. And then it's going to be an issue because you're going to be like, oh, you know, I'm boyfriend, girlfriend with this guy. And then my best buddy has slept
she's
with him.
She's slept with him once and doesn't care, yeah. though. Like, I've had
she
those friends.
She said she doesn't care, but why the F is she emailing a podcast and then saying that she doesn't want to be Eskimo buddies if she doesn't really care?
I've never heard that term. Like, would I care if I... My friend just walked in. I can ask her. Have we slept with the same guy? We have.
I don't know. Maybe.
This is my best friend from San Francisco.
Maybe.
She just got here.
It's San Francisco, probably.
We did. We together. I don't want to take it. We had a threesome. We can get to that later.
Maybe.
Not the aborted threesome.
That's right.
Okay. We'll get back to that. See?
It all.
Okay.
I mean, it's San Francisco.
She just walked in to visit.
I know.
Can I say your name?
No.
Stacy.
Jeez.
I'm going to call her
Stacy.
Doesn't matter.
God.
Stacy, I love you. I'm so glad you're here. Okay. Penis size. Insecure penis size question.
Hey, welcome. Let's talk about our sexual past.
She just flew in.
Hey. And her arms are tired.
Well, my arms are tired, right. How are you? Right. Welcome to the Sex and Lovey Office.
I am so hot right now.
Are you?
Yeah,
no,
welcome.
Yes,
it's hot here.
It's hot in LA.
Really
I told her, she's
hot.
Like, I don't want to do it. It's like,
I know, I love
when
it.
When you leave San Francisco, it's like you don't need all the layers. I know. It's our air's on.
No, I'm just hot.
Okay, yep. Good to see you.
Took
I feel like.
To get used to.
I feel like, have we slept. Okay, so have you. We did have a weird threesome once, but neither one of us liked him, so it didn't matter. And
right.
then we had an aborted threesome when we were in Mexico. But yes. we neither one of us slept with him either. But
no.
I'm trying to think if we. I never care, unless I'm not attached to someone. I really don't care if someone's up with someone else. Like, we can be cool. But I get she's 23. It might be weird if your friend's
yeah.
up with someone. But
she's 23. I don't believe that she's that mature. That
no,
if she continued.
Stacy and I
we're
pretty friggin' mature.
If they're really in love, then it would matter. But it doesn't sound like
they're
really
not
in love.
Yeah, right, so. Right. And you can, you know, as long as you're here, you know a lot. She's
chime on in.
She knows a
welcome.
Lot about stuff. This is about penis size. Hello, Emily. I love your podcast and Kegel Camp, which is a great app for your mm-hmm. Kegels, everyone. So I'll get right to the point. I have a smaller than average penis. I've heard one of your podcasts concerning said matter, but was wondering if you have other/extra tips for guys like me concerning techniques or ways to overcome the insecurities. I'm happily married and my wife has helped me get over my insecurities regarding my small member. Our sex life is healthy and improving. I'm just looking for more tools for my toolbox, so to speak. Not only for myself, but for others I might talk to in the future. Again, thanks in advance for the help. Jerry, 28, Utah.
So many times this issue has come up. It was funny because you were just on the Woody Show.
Right.
And this issue came up.
It did come up.
It was actually the girlfriend calling in about
the girlfriend
the guy.
Called in about the guy
She's
with
like,
the small
hey,
penis.
I absolutely love this guy, but this guy has a really small wiener. What should we do about it?
Right.
You know, is there other things? And
exactly.
of course, you always recommend
toys.
No,
what
your
is
number
it?
One thing. What's your number one?
Lube.
Your absolute love, other than lube. What is your number one love?
Toys and lube.
No.
I don't have any other loves.
No, what does a guy need to do?
Oral sex.
Yes.
Go downtown. Yes, baby. Use your mouth.
Once
use your
in a while, what's your number one love? And you you talk about oral sex like every freaking podcast.
As much as you
and
talk about Taco Bell.
I put you on the spot, what is your number one love? You never come up with it.
Dude.
You disappointed me
do you
right
think we're
now.
Ending?
But anyway.
I'm sorry because it's just confusing. I have three and I only thought of two. Listen, go down on her. Next question. No. Here's the thing. Oral sex is important, but I think you're probably a master at oral. If not, just know that foreplay is very, very important all the time. Like, I would tell this to guys of any size penis. I tell it to women as well. But it sounds like your wife, which I love, is helping you get over the insecurities and rebuilding confidence. But, you know, it's a lifelong process. The things that make us the most insecure, it's not that we necessarily get over them in our lives. I'm sorry to say. You just learn to deal with them. You learn to recognize those insecurities as they're part of who you are. And, you know, we'd like to turn that into confidence. But sometimes it, you know, let's just say it's a process. It takes a while. But here's the thing. The less time you spend worrying and the more time you spend thinking about ways to really please your partner and to connect with your partner, the better that you will be. So there's a few things to remember about penis size, that there are different positions that make a difference. So since most women don't orgasm during intercourse, like I said, foreplay, using your fingers, your mouth, your hands, your tongue, so important. Also positions. Okay, to be honest, missionary, not your best friend, not the best position for you. But when she's on top, she's able to control the depth, the angle, the motion, and she can grind her clitoris on you, and that's just a better position for her. Also, doggy style allows you to have really deep penetration, and you can also get a wedge, like the Liberator wedge, which is like the sex furniture, which is actually...
They sell them at like CVS now.
They do, right? Yeah. I think you can get it on my website as well. Oh, no, if you can't, you can get it at goodvibes.com. Use code Emily. But they're freaking awesome. It's a wedge that no matter what position you're in, here's the deal. If you put a pillow under you or you get a sex wedge, she'll be elevated. So that means that her her pelvic area is elevated. So you'll be able to go in deeper in a lot of these positions. So I would try that. And hey, if you haven't tried sex toys yet, let's just say this. Even if you had the largest penis on the friggin' planet and you were, you know, on the front page of Star or something, where would they put a large penis? that... Sex toys, I'm telling you, sex toys really can help. You could use a penis ring. You could use a couple's vibe, like the We Vibe 4 Plus. The little rabbit vibe with the ears. What's it called? The rabbit company, Madison, the clitoral little... The Layon, L-A-Y-O-N. It's a really good vibe. So these are great ones to use during intercourse because here's the deal. It's not even about, yes, women have G's about orgasms, but a lot of it has to do with clitoral. What do you think, Menace? If you had a small penis, would you obsess about it? Because I'm sure you don't.
Yes, I would obsess about it constantly.
No.
No.
Maybe you make up for it with your big you penis. Maybe you do have a small penis.
You just got to deal with the...
It's okay.
The hand that you've been given.
Right.
You know?
Right. The hand.
That's all.
Yes, it's true. Stacey, anything to say about penises? Nothing.
Stacey, are you staying at Emily's house?
She is.
You are. Question.
Yes, I am.
Have you heard of the Sibian? Are you going to be trying it over the weekend?
No, I don't know.
Okay, the Sibian is amazing. It's been highlighted on the Howard Stern show for years. It's basically
like a saddle.
It's like a saddle that you sit on.
It's the most powerful vibrator in the world. It plugs into the wall. It's an ottoman. You wouldn't even know it's there. Come in. We'll ride the Sibian. I'll go get coffee. You'll ride the Sibian.
I mean, we need somebody to review it.
I'm game.
I just want to see if you...
We got a lot of fun things. She hasn't been to visit me yet.
This is your first time?
Staying with her, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's right. I saw you once on business, but...
Yeah, it's going to be an adventure. It's fun here
always
in Los
is.
Angeles.
I know,
no
right?
matter where we are.
I know. Yeah. We've traveled around the world.
That's cool.
We went to Mexico for a week once. You'll appreciate this.
Yeah.
For like a week. Stacey got a free trip for work to Puerto Vallarta, and we were staying in a hotel, and we got there, and we just started drinking tequila the second we arrived.
Always smart.
We knew the owners.
Yeah.
And it had been... We were there for a week. Day four... I decided I'm going to leave the hotel. We hadn't even left.
Right.
I'm like,
that's
I'm going to leave you. I'm going to go to the store and get some stuff. I couldn't figure out how to get out of the hotel. I'm like, where's up? Where's down? Like, where's the front door? Not even because I was drunk at that point. It was like 4 days in this hotel. You can't leave. And it was a very
small hotel, actually.
It was a small hotel. I'm like,
but
how the hell
the construction is weird there.
The construction
was weird. Say there, where was it? I was at the Hard Rock Hotel. And it was confusing even being in there because they're constantly building.
I know. And then, this is like a boutique hotel. Yeah. It shouldn't have been that hard. I'm like, how do I get out? I'm screaming.
Yeah. This is where I got drunk and I split my head open.
And they wanted
me to go to the hospital. And I said, fuck that.
You'll go to the hospital in Mexico.
I go, I'll fly back home.
Oh my God. That was exactly.
It was good. It's good times.
It is so much fun. We need to do that again. But that's where we had our aborted threesome where I should just pick up on that real quick that we met a guy there. We liked him. We were both kind of attracted to him whenever we were drinking one night late. No. He was an expat.
Oh, okay.
But we had mutual friends and he was kind of cute. Like there weren't that many guys around, but we were talking to him for a while. We had dinner and then we ended up back in, you had like the nicest like suite room with like the deck overlooking wherever, ocean. And he comes back to the room and I think we were both like drinking. We're like, okay, we could do this. And then and then we like
and then I don't know we
and then we were just like
started
we started and then we both were like not into it boarded threesome no just like not
more
attracted
tequila,
to him
more tequila
so disappointing I mean
for him, he's still upset about it he's like because people are like ever had a threesome raise your hand he's like almost
as a man it's so hard to coordinate that
I know
you know and then finally you almost get there to the finish line, and then it just
didn't happen.
Womp, womp.
Yeah, we're like, I'm sick. I'm out. I'm going to bed. It's okay. He still messages on Facebook. Cool. Okay. Dear Emily.
Yes.
My name is Valerie. I'm a 22-year-old living in Chicago. I listen to your podcast every morning on my commute, and it always puts a smile on my face. My question to you is this. This past year, I finally became confident in who I am and what I like, sexually and personally. I feel like now is a time for me to experiment and have fun. I'm in a new city, and there are plenty of gorgeous guys around. However, there's a guy that is pursuing me, but I'm nervous about leading him on. He is very nice and pretty attractive and is definitely looking for a relationship. I do not know whether to give dating a try or stay in my path of exploration. I'm very torn. Thanks for the help. I love you and the show. Val, age 22, Chicago. I mean, Val, you're overthinking this because she just moved there and you can't control it. I mean, guys are going to ask you out. You're in a new city. You can control the fact that you don't want a relationship and just let them know. I mean, this guy could become your friend, or maybe you'll really like him. I mean, love is not formulaic. You can't plot out the fact that I'm not going to date for 3 months. I'm going to do exploration. You could try that, but you might meet someone, or you might just, I wouldn't say sit home and just like try to figure yourself out. I don't think there's anything wrong going out with this guy, but if he's like, nope, I only want a relationship, and if you just don't, I'm not going to go out with you, then you have your answer. But I think she's overthinking it.
Yeah. See, that's always the thing. Again, we talked about this earlier on the podcast. It's like, I just really want to go out there and meet people and try things, but I really found this really cool guy. I don't know what to do. And I always say, if you found somebody really cool that you can see yourself in a relationship with, just try it.
That's how you get experience.
Yeah, don't say, there's other options out there and I need to explore them.
This is the plague.
I know you always say live without regret. I don't regret anything, blah, blah. But the other thing is you always go back in your mind, because then you go out there and look for something greener. It doesn't work out. And
nothing greener.
Damn, I messed up with that person that I really liked.
Right.
Just hang out with that person that you really like. I mean, what else is there?
She says she's exploring herself and getting to know herself. But I think that's part of it is
all the time.
But part of it is go out and like, she says she's nervous about leading him on. You think guys, no one's worried. Why is she worried about, tell him right away. I'm not interested in dating, but I'll go out with you for a drink.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in this situation, Stace? Not wanting to lead a guy out? No. We just go out.
Like, I know, we just go out and have fun and don't overthink it. Exactly.
Don't overthink it. We do not overthink it. I've spent my whole life not overthinking. Like, I'm always the one, guys are like, so where is this going? What are we doing? I'm like, I haven't even thought about it. And it's true. It's not like I'm pretending to be. Because now, Stacey, there's a whole thing like cool people are like, cool girl. Like, they pretend they don't care. But like, I never really cared. I don't know how to teach that to someone else. But I do think it served me. Not that I didn't care about the person, but I wasn't thinking, what does this mean for the future?
Yeah.
It means like, are we having a good time tonight? Are we going to have a board at threesome or not?
I know. Let's do it.
Okay.
Where's the tequila at?
Oh, I love tequila. Emily, here's another one. Okay. This is very hard for me to talk about. I'm 26 years old and I haven't had sex in at least 3 years. I'm an introvert. I have introverted tendencies and find it hard to go about and be social. The only time I'm social is when I'm out performing magic. I know some girls like magic, but I can't just go out using it to get girls because performing is my business and I can't afford it. I can't afford to have a get around that I'm that guy. It doesn't help that I'm socially awkward to a degree. I'm social when I perform, but other than that, not really. Can't perform to get girls because I'm a growing public figure where I am. Mm-hmm. I hope you have some advice for me. Thanks for reading. I love all your advice and your show, JC.
JC.
He's a magician. Uh-huh. So I feel like he's got the mojo. Like he's got that stage presence. He's got a lot of the skills required to talk to people. So next time he's out, like channel inner performer. Like don't like whip a rabbit out of your hat or anything. Like that's not sexy. But I understand these girls might like your magic. I get that you don't want to lead with the magic, but I think that you're telling yourself all these things that aren't necessarily true. It takes practice, right?
Yeah. It's actually it's funny. So Daniel Tosh from Tosh.0,
I know that
he's hardcore introvert and like stage fright, all that kind of stuff. He doesn't do any interviews because he's super shy. And what he does is to be able to do his TV show and stuff like that, he pretends that he's another person.
Yeah.
Like he's acting as another person to give him give himself confidence in talking to people and things like that.
That's exactly it. You channel your magician guy. Like, who, your magician, you're not connecting that that's you on stage. So exactly, be that guy out there when you're out, like that guy who's like, hey, welcome in the audience. Like, guess what's behind door number three or whatever.
Definitely, you just got to turn it on.
You've already got it. You're closer than a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And you're saying that you don't want to be the guy that's like sleeping around. You're not even there yet. We're just getting you to talk to people. So I think you're in your head too much about this.
Yeah, definitely. Like, no, I feel the same thing. So like, you know, when I have to go out to events because of the radio show that I'm part of, right? Like, to be honest, like at parties, I always feel like I'm the social awkward person. But then when I start feeling too awkward and not talking to somebody, I just put on like the confidence that I have of doing the radio
show. So how do you do in that moment? What do you think?
I'm like, okay, I just got to turn it on where I just don't give a fuck. Like, I just go
say whatever.
I just act how I would act on the radio show, where I just go up to people and just start asking them questions, like everything about them, right. Not caring, because that's what I would do in an interview
exactly.
When I'm interviewing somebody.
Right.
But if it was just really me and I wasn't doing that, I'd probably be like sitting, not talking to anybody.
You would. That's totally how you're absolutely right.
I would be like on my cell phone texting, or I would be on Instagram or something like that. But I know in a public, in a group setting, public setting like that, I can't act like that. I can't be the person that's on the phone. Exactly. I have to be, that's not what people expect.
Channel that, you know? Right. And it's practice too. It didn't happen the first time like you thought about.
Definitely.
And this guy's got it. He's a performer. You go, guy. JC, I'm not worried about this at all. I think that you've already got it, and we got to marry those worlds. The magician with the guy out in public. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all we got time for.
That's it. It's a wrap.
Nice. I love you, Menace. So good to see you.
You too.
And it was fun to hang out with your crew. I feel like all of our families are getting married. The Woody Show.
I know, the
Sex
Woody
with
Show.
Emily. Thank you, Stacey, for dropping in from Sex Wisdom.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you to Madison, producer Madison, and Lori, and Jamie, and Eddie, my amazing staff. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Sex toys are kind of like potato chips. You start with one and you immediately want more. If that sounds familiar, I want you to head over to your local Hustler Hollywood store. There are Hustler Hollywood stores all over where you'll find an assortment of erotica, sexy lingerie, and of course, the best sex toys on the market. Each store is filled with an attractive, eye-catching displays with all the top intimate products on the market, and their knowledgeable and friendly staff are there to help with any questions you might have. Whether you're shopping with a partner or for yourself, if you want to take your sex life to the next level, Hustler has all the products you need to get there. So in the words of Hustler, sex is free. We sell the accessories. So mention Sex with Emily when you check out. Get 20% off your purchases. And if you're an online shopper, no problem. Hustler's got you covered. You go to HustlerHollywood.com. Use code EMILY20 at checkout and you get 20% off your first order. That's HustleHollywood.com, code EMILY20.